Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z with me, Sister Zainab, here on RB English Radio. So obviously the topic of righteous parents is hugely important. And typically I love to think back to some of the stories of the lives of our famous martyrs. And this particular story is drawn from the life of a famous martyr from the Islamic Revolution, Shahrukh Saram. So he had a very interesting youth, in that maybe some people would not have considered him as pious in some of the jobs he did, some of the people he was hanging out with. But what I'm interested in is looking directly at what his parents were doing, because typically when we look at the parents of some of our probably all our famous martyrs, these were exceptionally special people. And obviously this also reminds us that the impact we all have as parents, and also maybe sort of just gives us that little bit of calmness, in the sense that if we're doing particular things as parents, you know, always praying for our children, making dua for our children, and just encouraging, you know, and there should be praise and encouraging. Yeah, even if, you know, there's some issues along the way, if we've laid the foundation, inshallah, things will go exceptionally well, inshallah. So obviously, so with Shahrukh's parents, for example, so what happened? So his father died when he was in his first year of high school, and so his mother had to sort of raise him on her own from that time. So his mother in particular would always pray for him, and for example, pray to Allah and say to Allah, "Oh Allah, make my son one of the soldiers of the Imam of the time, Imam Mahdi." And his father, when he was alive, so his father was so concerned about, was really concerned himself about providing halal and pure sustenance for his family. And that, of course, obviously set the foundation for the guidance of his son, for the family. Welcome back. This is A to Z on RB English Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And obviously, I'm talking about righteous parents and some of the things that righteous parents can do, using the beautiful example of the story of the famous martyr Shahrukh Saram. And so obviously his mother made these beautiful dua for her son, and the father was concerned to provide a halal sustenance for the family. And obviously we have the hadith from the Holy Prophet that says, worship is of 10 parts, 9 parts of which lie in earning a halal sustenance. I think so many of us forget this, because we think, oh, we worship and we fast and we make our dua, and then but if we haven't sort of appreciated, depending on where we live and who we work for, but, you know, if we're deriving our sustenance from haram sources, or where sources that are maybe slightly doubtful, you know, this is maybe a sort of shaky foundation, because this is the idea. If we can set a good foundation with halal income, halal sustenance, this is going to, in a sense, really grow a beautiful tree for the family with sort of righteous behavior and virtues, inshallah. And obviously, this is something that we can apply in our lives. So obviously so what can we do? So obviously we can make sure that the people, we know, for example, which things are haram in Islam. So we shouldn't derive any income from sources such as gambling, or, for example, from the sale of alcohol and things like that. That's just one aspect. And I also just emphasize this again, because I know that the father of another famous martyr, Ibrahim Hadi, he had actually moved the whole family across the city in Tehran to, just for the sake of better sustenance, better income, more halal in a sense. So people go to great lengths. So maybe you can just think about this. Is there something else that you, I, all of us need to implement in our lives to just provide ourselves with the best kind of source of sustenance? And Yeah, so I'll leave you with that thought and that reflection for you. And inshallah, I'll look forward to welcoming you back to another episode of A to Z on RBE English Radio. Here with me, Sister Zainab, and farewell for today. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.